Classically trained, please, and thank you, as a singer from the age of 6 and performing at a number of events from the age of 14. Our music guest today found her niche in jazz, contemporary ballads and soul. Leah Elise has just released her debut single. We're going to hear it in a second. It's called Same Old Story. But for now, she's in studio with us. Hello, madam.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
What an absolute pleasure. You are 20 years old. You've just released your debut single, Same Old Story. That's quite a buzz to be on at this juncture in your life.
For sure. I feel like I've definitely peaked.
Don't say that.
In this moment. Not sure what's going to happen afterwards, but it's a good feeling now.
Tell us about your journey to get here. You've been performing for a really long time.
Yeah. No, it's been an age, or it feels like an age, even though it almost doesn't at the same time. It's been there as long as I can remember. Obviously, started professionally sort of being trained at 6. It's been a journey of sort of being classically trained and sort of thinking, okay, this is what I'm going to go into. And then sort of when I got to grade 10, I was like, I don't know if I could make a career out of this, actually.
Right.
It's super hard to, you know, get into the classical industry.
What was the goal then?
I don't know, because all the competitions and Eisteddfods and stuff were all classical, so it was all I ever really knew. But right. I mean, the music that I listened to was could not be further from that.
What were you listening to?
I was listening to like 80s rock.
Give me some names, please.
I mean, like Queen, Bon Jovi.
Really?
Yeah, that sort of vibe.
How were you listening to that? It's so interesting that you say that. We had a meeting. We've got a new boss, a new big boss. Randall Abrams is our new boss, you see. So he's a music fundy. There's nothing this guy doesn't know. And we were having a meeting with him the other day, and some of the music stations were talking about how younger people now, the music that perhaps I was listening to, is now having a resurgence. I mean, for Kate Bush, Stranger Things, that whole thing. It's just amazing. So what was your, how were you being influenced, and how are you being exposed to JBJ, as I like to call him,
good
friend of the show, and the brothers of Queen, please?
I mean, it's really funny, because I mean, this actually was like an ex-boyfriend that got me into listening to it, because I never used to.
They'll do that to you.
I know.
An ex-boyfriend got me into the Smiths once, and he was a dreadful human being, but he had fantastic music taste. Don't write them off.
Exactly. There's always something good to learn from everything.
Every day's a school day.
Exactly.
And so he got you into the 80s rock.
Yeah. But I mean, my parents, obviously, they love that stuff and they listen to it. So they were so excited when I sort of came to them and was like, can we please listen to this in the house? Like, what have I been listening to before this?
Yeah.
So I just loved it. I just loved how different it was. And especially like the lyrical content of the 80s, I found was just outstanding, just especially Queen, his lyrics and the things he comes up with. I was like, I want to write a song that is just as clever as this.
Sure.
So I think that's where it started for me, where I was like, I want to create music that has this sort of effect on people, where you listen to it and you're like, oh my word, this is crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've been writing songs since about 14, but it was always a very private thing for me. I never really crossed my mind to share it with anyone, because it was...
What were you writing at 14? Were you writing angsty Alanis type stuff?
Definitely. Sure. I think it was my phase. That was definitely my phase started. And I was like, I'm going to write about every sad thing that has ever happened to me.
Yeah.
And so that was, you know, it was my way of dealing with things. So it was always a very like personal thing. And then sort of obviously like playing it to just family. Then we're like, maybe you should, you know, put this out there, you know, there's other people that could relate to it. And that's sort of when it started clicking for me. I was like, okay, you know, that was the thing that excited me, is that other people could connect to it as well.
Yeah.
Not just me.
Yeah.
Which is always a nice feeling.
It's a beautiful thing. That's the joy of creativity, isn't it? If you're just joining us this morning, our music guest is Leah Elise. We're going to be hearing her debut single, thank you very much, called Same Old Story, for which she has also just shot a video, which we'll be finding out more about in just a second. Are your parents supportive? We were just speaking to Alan Committee, and he was saying that when he told his dad, you know, I want to go into the acting world, and his dad said, okay, but fine, but, you know, have something to back you up.
Mm.
What's been your parents' take on, Mom, Dad, I want to be a singer?
They could not have been more supportive, for sure. No, they're fabulous. I mean, if
anything... Are they listening now?
Yeah, they are.
What are their names?
In the parking lot, in the car.
Are they in the parking lot? You should imagine that. You stay in there. You stay in the car.
Exactly. I need to look professional. I'm coming in on my
own. What are their names?
Melanie and Dieter.
Melanie and Dieter. Good morning to you, parents. Oh, good for them for supporting. It's not every parent that would...
No, definitely not. Especially in a creative career. But I mean, anything, they were the... They have... There's been many times where they have been like, yeah, you need to keep going.
Are they are they musical? They're instrumental in a lot of this, but are they musical?
I would say so.
Can Melanie hold a tune?
Melanie can hold a tune, Dieter cannot. But
oh, Dieter, shame.
But I mean, they both come from musical backgrounds, for sure. My granny on my mom's side was an opera singer.
Ah.
And my grandfather, my dad's side, was like violin. So it's in the genes.
It's in the blood.
Maybe a bit watered down, but it came, luckily, a bit more stronger through me.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, they're great.
We're going to hear the debut single from Lia Elise in just a second. Same old story. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this song is pretty much my baby. It's been in the work for a year. I wrote it about a year ago. And yeah, I mean, I had a breakup, so that's always a fabulous...
Great place to write from.
The best. But it sort of wasn't that specific.
Adele.
Yeah. You know, doing my Taylor Swift era now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't specifically that breakup. I think it was a conclusion of all the sort of romantic relationships I've had up to that point. And it very much was a very repetitive, toxic cycle.
Sure.
Very same, you know, same people, the same situations, me not learning, me not growing.
Same old story.
Same old story. So I wanted to write a song where I was like, I am finished with this now. I'm putting everything into one song and then I'm leaving it behind. So this is basically what the song is for me. And it's also a song of forgiveness to myself. Yeah, because I think it's human and it's normal to expect the best or hope for the best from people and give people second chances. And, you know, a lot of people who are in those type of relationships are condemned for that.
Yeah.
But it's so much harder when you're in that situation.
Absolutely.
It really is. It's just having to go through it. You can't go under it or over it. You need to go through it. So I wanted to also let people experience that as well. Anyone who's going through that.
When you write in such a personal way, I mean, does the person who, or people whom you use as inspiration, do they know that there's a song now about them?
No. I mean, I'm sure they can guess, but I definitely won't tell.
It is about you.
Yeah.
If you're listening,
yeah.
It absolutely is.
It is.
So take that to heart, please. Tell us about the video that you shot. You shot in Joburg.
Yes.
In an Airbnb. Very glamorous Airbnb.
Very glamorous. No, Joburg has some good places.
Yeah, it does.
It does. Places.
You nearly came a cropper, though, to start with. You got scammed.
I know. Hilarious, actually. I've never heard of anyone being scammed in Airbnb because it's supposed to be, like, so secure.
Yeah, foolproof.
But it's funny looking at it now because the address, when we sort of got a bit of a inkling that, like they're asking for a lot of money up front.
Did you turn up?
So
makeup artist.
No, luckily it was
Dylan.
Like 2 days before. Imagine.
Yeah.
But the my producer who was helping me film, he was also the filmer.
Right.
He went to the site and it was a construction site.
Wow.
There was nothing there. And he sort of just like sent a picture and he was like, not the vibe.
Not happening. not the vibe. Yeah, not the vibe.
Not
at all.
Being like a Wrecking Ball 2.0. It wasn't really fit the song.
Who came up with the concept for the vid?
I sort of had this idea in my head. It obviously was a collaboration between, you know, the team that I was working with. But I came up with the idea that I wanted sort of the music video to loop in the sense of the same old story of the song.
Oh,
so how
nice.
It starts is how it ends. And sort of also with lighting too, very symbolic. Sort of the beginning, it's extremely dark, sort of gets lighter and then it goes back dark again. So it's just playing with those sort of emotions and with the lighting, the camera angles, So it was all very like symbolic the way it was created. But I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory when you watch it, you know, the story or the meaning behind the song.
There is an awful lot of, or there are an awful lot of routes into which one can find themselves in this industry. And one of the most popular ones over the last few years has been to do the reality TV show thing.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on shows like The Voice and Idols and stuff? Is it something you would ever consider doing?
Definitely. I mean, it was something I was considering doing about a year ago, and then it was like COVID, and then it was just a bit complicated. But I wanted to try and get a song out first.
Okay.
And dip my toe in, sort of see what it was like. But I mean, those things are fabulous for sure. I mean, I think The Voice definitely is probably the best one.
Yeah.
And something I would definitely love to be a part of. Yeah, it's just sort of, it's so hard with music to sort of think about, you know, because things happen so quickly and things change and, you know, you have a plan and then it just gets completely thrown out the window because someone else has come in. So it's so hard to plan it. So I'm just trying to be as relaxed as possible.
Who do you have guiding you? Who's guiding you through this strange old business?
I mean, it's definitely hard because my family, I mean, we don't know anything. We didn't know anything about this prior, you know.
Yeah.
We were sort of just like, we'll put a song out. And then, but I mean, there's such intricacies with it. But I mean, obviously my family's a massive support for me. They're definitely guiding me sort of emotionally.
Yeah.
Which is always important.
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, I was lucky enough to work with Howie Combrink. He was a ex-drummer of Watershed.
I was thinking, why do I know that name?
Yeah, so he produced the song for me.
Okay.
And he was definitely the first sort of person in the industry that I really helped me and supported me and helped me find my sound, just like the environment that he creates in the studio. It's just allows you to be creative. So it was an amazing experience. So he's definitely been a big help and sort of even post-release, like checking in and yeah, he's been fabulous.
What's the dream? Where do you want to go?
I mean, I think to put it in one sentence, I just want to be able to sing everywhere.
Right.
And perform all the time, write songs, just be internationally recognized as well, travel. The big stage, that's sort of where like my made it moment for me is Madison Square Gardens, I think. So that's sort of the
biggest. Are you giving yourself a time frame?
Yeah.
Go on.
Sort of, we like agreed like 5 years. So, I mean, it's a good amount of time because, I mean, it's definitely taxing and, you know, it's, yeah, but I think it's a good amount of time.
I love that. I love that you've got that confidence in yourself. Let's not do any more talking for now. Let's do some listening. This is Leah Elise's debut single. It's called Same Old Story.
There's a big black hole in my heart.
Melanie and Dieter ought to be very, very proud. You are hugely talented. I hope you're not taking offence. I'm so sort of, but that is extraordinary.
Thank you so much.
Leah Elise is the music that you've just heard and her debut single, Same Old Story. That is, you are a very talented person.
Thank you.
That gave me gooseskin. Your voice is extraordinary. Your storytelling in that song is exquisite. Wow. I don't think Madison Square Garden is too far off for you, madam. And you also play the piano and do the old...
do the old banjo.
The old guitar. Woo! That was... Yeah.
It's crazy to sort of hear it, because I mean...
Is it?
Yeah, it is, because I mean, literally, like, the song, it started with a couple piano chords and me singing this.
Oh, it's glorious.
So it's always cool to see it.
I said to you while that was playing, oh, we've got like a minute left, quite Adele-esque.
Yes. No, I've heard that a lot. That sort of... Because that is... She's one of my, you know,
I can hear that. Would you write for other artists?
I have been asked, and it's definitely something that I would consider in the future. I sort of was
That's
obviously
where the money is.
Yeah,
do
quickly
that.
Get the bag quickly. Yeah, I was just focusing on obviously my original stuff, but I mean that's definitely I would love to do that. Yeah. Writing is great. So
I think, listen, I'm going to say this right now so that you have to, but I'd like to lock you in for an interview in 5 years' time, regardless of how many Grammys there might be there on Melanie and Dieter's fireplace shelf. regardless of where you are, because I think you're going to be huge. I think that's...
Thank you.
Yeah, super impressed. Lovely. Thank you for coming in also. An absolute
Thank
treat
you very
to have
much
you in
for
the
having
studio.
Me.
We have to leave it there, folks. We've come to the end. What a high to end on. Absolutely beautiful. People can get that, presumably, on all digital platforms,
yes,
can they?
All streaming platforms.
All streaming platforms. Leah Elise, L-I-A... E-L-I-S-E, Leah Elise, same old story. Absolutely love that. We are going to bid you adieu for this morning.